Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful or spacious skies, or amber waves of rain, or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful. Amber waves play, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned you thy good with brotherhood of sea to shine.
Oh, wow. What else can you say, right? Just, oh, wow. I love the way he does that. I love the talking bit in the middle. That's awesome. That's really awesome. And you can really tell how much he loved this country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's that's fantastic. You don't run into that a whole lot. So that was really special. Well, hey, guys. Great Seldom Heard Elvis with Rock and Roll. With Jenny. That's me, I think. Unless I've completely lost my mind. Excuse me. Unless I've completely lost my mind and think I'm somebody else. Which is not so far out of the possibility.
We already know you lost your mind. There's no question.
Oh, okay. I don't have to worry about that part then. All right. Good, good. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that.
No.
I've got enough to worry about.
Next subject.
Exactly. Well, hey, guys, I'm kind of scattered. I haven't quite put my brain back together yet because I was on the phone like 3 minutes before showtime putting an offer on a house. So why I cut it that close, God only knows, because I certainly don't. Anyway, maybe to give me less time to think about it. So anyway, I did that, and I offered them more than their asking price, so maybe I've got a shot. That is possible. And I just got my fingers crossed. They'll probably accept it, since I'm not putting any conditions on it except that it passes inspections and appraises for at least as much as purchase price. That's the only conditions I've on it. So, you know, and kind of vacuum the floor and leave it tidy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
wow.
There's nobody living in this one, so I don't have to deal with that. That's a plus. And it's only been listed for 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how long it's been vacant, I don't know, but it's only been listed for 2 days. So, you know, if you only have to list the house for 2 days and you get to sell it, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got tired of waiting on realtors that were in places that just were drying up, you know. I'd been looking in Valdosta, and there hasn't anything come up in over a week. I was looking in Thomaston, and I've been expecting pictures and videos of a house for 3.5-4 days now, and still nothing. So I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm not gonna ask her every day, where are we? Do you have any? I'm not gonna do that anymore. If she wants to sell the house, fine. If she doesn't, fine. And she's just gonna lose out if I get this other house. So I just went completely to a different area and said, you guys can have your fun. You guys can have your little control games. I'm just not gonna be there. No problem. So I'm looking south of Macon now. So that'll be a switch south of Macon, not in Macon.
Okay.
See, where Macon is about, it looks to be about 5 miles south of Macon. There's a little town called Warner Robins. And then this little town I'm looking in is a little bit south, about probably 20 miles southwest of Warner Robins. And it's a tiny little town. It's a tiny little town, and that suits me just fine. Just fine. So, yeah, have a nice, nice big breath of oxygen, and whoa.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed on this one.
Yes, there's since been so much. And, well, I offered them $2,000 over asking, so I should think they shouldn't hesitate, you know. And if it will go USDA, which it has qualified for USDA financing, but I haven't. I would have to start another loan process to do that. But the realtor was thinking, qualified for USDA, it should qualify FHA. So we're going to try it and see what happens. I mean, you know. All that can happen is I don't get the house.
Hopefully you will.
So that would be nice. That would be very, very nice. Man, here I thought I got right down. I guess you never really get away from the problems, do you? So,
well, you just got to get one finalized. This is driving you nuts, I'm sure. And just a matter of a little bit more time, and hopefully you'll get an answer that has a good property with no damn repairs that need to be done or very few.
That would be very nice.
We'll take care of that.
And I've even
told... That would be great.
Exactly. And she was saying that if there's only some minor repairs that need done to meet FHA, the owners should be able to do that. So, you know, a nail here, a brace there, just, you know, a patch over it there, you know, just make it FHA presentable. Anything else, I'll take care of. I'll paint it. I don't care about god-awful colors. I'll paint it. I don't care about the carpet. I'll take it out and put in wood floors. I just want it to pass FHA so I get a house to live in. It doesn't have to be perfect. I can make it perfect later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's
just want the stability of it.
Exactly. I'm tired of the roller coaster ride. I've got sick 3 times already. I just want to get off.
Yeah, really. Let's consolidate this sugar.
I want to get off the roller coaster ride. There, that got to finish that thought. You cannot leave that thought hanging in the middle. So anyway. Oh Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Okay. Just somewhere I don't have to worry about it anymore. That's what I'm looking for. That would be.
Well, good luck with it. And, What kind of show are we having today?
Fun. There really isn't. There isn't a particular theme. There's mostly songs that John sent me, and Elvis songs, and even a couple of those he sent me. Sue sent me one of the Elvis songs, and Susan sent me one of the Elvis songs. So, and I sent me half a dozen of the Elvis songs. Yeah, I needed a present. So I sent me some Elvis music. What do you think? Okay. Let's get this music rolling here. Here's a song that John actually sent me the night of Shauna's birthday party. But Shauna wanted to hear her favorite song instead of this one. So we played Power of My Love instead of this. And we're going to play this now, because this is really kind of cool. Kelly Clarkson. And listen to what she does with this. It's not even similar to the original. She makes it totally her own, but it's really kind of awesome. I like it. Kelly Clarkson doing Burning Love.
Just waiting for you to subscribe.
Yep, I'm still here. And she says, if you don't subscribe, I'm going to be stuck in this box forever. I didn't subscribe. I figured, you know, if she wants to hang around in that box, she can. I don't care. People should listen to themselves sometimes. It's really kind of funny. I started listening to myself and made me laugh. So, you know, hey. Oh, lordy, lordy, help me. My brain is just tired, ladies. My brain is just tired. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I think I can deal with this.
Yeah.
And if I can't, oh, well.
Because you can't, what's that?
Exactly. It's like, okay, if you can't, the only option, if you can't deal with this, find a corner to crawl in and just kind of hide for a while, because that's the only other option. So I'm going to deal with it, because I don't want to crawl in a corner right now. That's just not any fun. I already felt that last week. I don't need to do that again. All right. How about Elvis from 1973? Are you sincere?
Are you sincere when you say I love you? Are you sincere when you say love me too? Then are you every day, all the time. I've got to know which way to go. Will our love grow? Are you sincere? When you say you love me too, and are you really mine? Every day, all the time, I've got to know which way to go.
Want to jump up and say, yeah, me, yeah, you know, and it's like he looks at you like you're out of your mind. It's like, lady, go away. What are you? That's okay. Oh my gosh, I'm heading down the line. Where is it? There it is. Hey, all right. It is still here. You wonder sometimes, you know. John sent me this one last week and just didn't get to it. So I'm going to get to it now because this is a cool song. This is from the 60s, and this is cool. This is the Left Banke. Now, you recognize them, right, Dan? Right, Ann?
No.
Really? Oh,
no.
Hey, girls, your education is about to be broadened. This is a band called The Left Banke, and you'll recognize the song. Song is Walk Away, Renee.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I like that song. It's kind of, I don't know, with the music and stuff in it, it's kind of relaxing. It's freaky how nice and relaxed. You think, walk away, Renee, just get the blankety blank out of here, girl. You think, how is that relaxing? But then when you listen to it, it kind of is relaxing because of how they do the music. It's kind of cool. All right.
Yeah,
and now. And now one that's... No, we got to do an Elvis song first. I was going to... It was right here, and I was just going to do it, and I thought, nah, let's... Okay. We'll... It's right here, too. We'll do Susan's request. This is not... actually a seldom heard song as such, but since it was requested, I am going to do it. And Susan asked for Welcome to My World.
Oh, lovely.
And since I love that, we're going to play it.
Thank you. So beautiful. Thank you. Welcome to my world, won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to our world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you will be given the key to this heart. I'll be waiting there with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. We got such fun stuff. It's just eeny, meeny, miny, moe time because there's just so much to choose from, and I love it. I love it. Because if you don't have all kinds of different music, you kind of follow down the list and hope you have enough to last out the show. But that's never a problem. I don't have that problem. I love it. Okay. I've got one now that's it's another version of an absolute favorite because it's so much fun. Okay, Herb Krause. That's his name, Herb Krause, and Walking Shoes. And they're doing Shake, Rattle, and Roll. So put that one together, guys.
Walking down Mad Kitchen and rattle those thoughts and pains. We'll be right back.
great ending. I like that.
I love it. I've always loved it.
My ending niche feels very satisfied right now.
Good.
Oh my goodness gosh. I'm gonna play Elvis doing witchcraft.
Don't do that, please stop it, please stop it now. You know I can't take it, please stop it now. My head is spinning, a spell is on me now. My head is spinning, going around and around. My head is spinning, going around and around. Your witchcraft has got me, keep going down and down. Let me forget her, don't mention her name. You know it brings back that old burning flame. It hurts to know that she don't feel the same. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. Oh, your witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down. Try not to cry. She might come back one day, by and by. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. Your witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down. Well, my head is spinning, I'm going around and around. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. Witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down.
Okay. I was laughing at something. Now they're talking about the weekend being canceled. The governor of Georgia did it. So, you know, hey, he don't know what he's up against. Shauna, you and I got to change that. You know that, right? We're going to change that. Yeah. Governor's not allowed to cancel our weekends. Uh-uh. Not happening. So, he's in trouble. That poor governor, he's just in trouble. He doesn't know how much trouble, you know. Get me going before I'm officially there. Yeah, what's with that? He didn't hear I was coming. That's the problem. He didn't hear I was coming. Well, hey, we got to fix that. We'll get the FBI on that one.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, he will learn to leave our weekends alone. Because we're just going to make him so much freaking fun, he can't cancel them. He won't be able to. He'll be having too much fun. He won't want to let go. So, hey, I like that. I like that a lot. All right. Okay, get out the Kleenexes, kids.
Okay, I've got it.
And I am not kidding. Get out the Kleenex. I heard these. John sent these to me this morning, and I was at work, just tears just running down my face. And I told him it's a good thing I wear waterproof makeup or I would look a sight, I swear. Yeah. But there's two songs, and both of them, one of them by themselves, would have you bawling like a baby, but I've got two of them. So I'm going to let you hear them in the same order that John sent them to me. And if you don't cry, you're dead. That, you know, and they just forgot to tell you. Funeral's tomorrow, you know. So, but, oh, my gosh. It just, okay, one of them is, if I'm remembering correctly, it's the last song that Kenny Rogers recorded before he died. And it came out after his death. And it was like, that enough is to make it a tearjerker. But the song itself made me cry. So be ready. Have a whole box, a new box of Kleenexes, because you're going to need every single one of them for these next two songs. This is Kenny Rogers doing Goodbye.
I wanted you for life, you and me in the wind. I never thought there'd come a time that our story would end. It's hard to understand, but I guess I'll have to try. It's not easy to say goodbye. For all the joy we shared, all that time we had to spend. If I had one wish, I'd want forever back again. To look into your eyes and hold you when you cry. It's not easy to say goodbye. I remember great times we had, so many memories, some good, some bad. Yes, and through it all, those memories will last forever. There's peace in where you are, maybe all I need to know. And if I listen to my heart, I'll hear your laughter once more. And so I have to say, I'm just glad you came my way. It's not easy say goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. Are y'all rather dewy-eyed now? You should be, because that's...
It's a very brief song, and someone asked a question here. If he knew he was going to pass before he wrote the song.
Yeah, he was sick before he went. Yes, he was sick.
I think he must have known this.
So, yeah, I'm sure he did. It's usually, you know, when you're not doing well and your health is failing, most always they know when they're going to pass. It's just, it's something God gave us to know when we're not doing well, and we know when it's going to end at that time. So in a way, that's a blessing because it gives us time to prepare if we're sick first. And in a way, you know what? When I go, I want to just lay down to go to sleep, not wake up.
Yes, peaceful, isn't it?
Exactly. That's how I want to go. I want, like in a dream, you know, something like that. Anyway, you guys got through that song.
Yes.
You won't get through this one. You're going to be bawling your eyes out. Yes.
Oh, no.
Red Sovine, storyteller. The last goodbye.
We'd just finished our dinner, and I'd gone in the den and turned on the TV. When she walked in and kissed me on the cheek like a million times before. And she said, honey, I know it's late, but if you don't mind, my shopping's gotten a little behind. So I think I'll drive downtown to the grocery store. Well, I didn't look up, just nodded okay and asked her to hand me an ashtray. And when she did, I reached over and squeezed her hand. And then she left. And I shuddered a minute at the thought of my world without her in it. And I reassuringly sought the touch of my wedding band. Well, I must have been dozing because I didn't hear the door. And I thought, now that's strange. I'd never done that before. But I looked up and she was standing by my chair. Kind of snuck in on me, I said. And she smiled and nodded her head. And I told her that she looked just like an angel standing there. For a long moment she didn't say a thing. And then she caressed her gold wedding ring. And I thought I saw a teardrop in her eye. Honey, you'll never know how much I love you, she said. And I thought of the many years that we'd been wed. As I told her that no one could be as happy as I. And then the strangest feeling filled the room. Not one of happiness, but one of gloom. And for the first time in my life, I saw sadness in her face. I reached out to touch her and she drew away. And she told me again that ours was a love that time could never erase. And then I thought I heard a thousand voices singing. But I realized it was the telephone ringing. And that's when I saw the halo surround her pretty golden hair. I turned trembling to the receiver and heard a cold voice say that there'd been a wreck out on the highway. And I knew that when I looked back, she wouldn't be there because it was an angel's way of saying are her last goodbye.
Yeah. I'm struggling right now, guys, trying not to cry because that song just touches my heart. And it's beautiful.
Very sad.
And it is
very
it's so sad. Yeah, and Red Sovine is so good at that kind of thing. Man, slap that dude. Anyway, he makes us get in touch
we
with
don't
that side. You know, it's we got to hear those sometimes. We need those sad songs sometimes, just to stay in touch with that part of us that can get sad. You know, because sometimes we lose that, and we think we're just going to go through. We're going to be happy, or we're going to be mad, or we're going to be just chug handling things. And we need to be reminded that we have a heart. We have feelings. And it does us good to be sad sometimes. You know? But not too often. My gosh. Yeah, I had a bit of that last week, and I just handed it over to God and said, I am not going to take control of this and try to deal with it on my own. You have this. You know what is going to happen. You know what to do about it. You have it. I'm not going to worry about it. So that's how I'm handling my sister's cancer. It's not for me to worry about. It's not for her to worry about. And I know she's not worrying about it. She's letting God be in control as well. So, but we got to be sad sometimes. We got to be sad sometimes just to remind ourselves that we can be. We don't have to be the rock all the time. You know? We need to understand that. And you know, I am going to play, where is it? Come here, little song. There we are. I like this song. I really do. This is Elvis doing a song called Suppose.
Suppose no rose should ever grow again. Suppose no brook should ever flow again. Suppose no star should ever glow again. Suppose you didn't love me. Suppose there were no bees or butterflies. Suppose no bird should ever cross the skies. Suppose the sun should never, never rise. It's impossible to imagine a world without stars, but imagining no you is more impossible by far. Suppose the springtime never should arrive. Suppose the tall green trees should not survive. Suppose I had no wish to be alive. Suppose you didn't love me. It's impossible to imagine a world without a star, but imagining no you is more impossible by far. Suppose the springtime never should arrive. Suppose the tall green trees should not survive. Suppose I had no wish to be alive. Didn't love me.
Yeah, we can imagine all those other things, but no, can't suppose not loving him. Can't suppose that. It's just too difficult to suppose that. It just doesn't fit. You know what I mean? All right. I have one that was originally, I think it was originally done by the Bee Gees, but it's really awesome. And this is a cover by a guy called Benny Christie. And he does all three parts, whatever, plays the guitar, does his thing. And he does a dang good job on this song. And the song is Massachusetts. Get him so mixed up. Is that Barry? Anyway, yeah.
The singer's Barry, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think I just get the names all mixed up. The only one I never got mixed up, well, there were two I never got mixed up, was Andy and Maurice.
Yeah,
the
Andy
other two, yeah, exactly. And the other two, it was like their names were interchangeable. I mean, yeah. Not really, but as far as my memory was concerned, they were. I have never been able to keep them straight, but I think it's Barry. It's a good-looking one with the long hair. I'm not sure, but I think so.
It's
okay, anyway.
Choppy face, Barry.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay, I have one that John sent me, an Elvis song that John sent me, because I asked for it. Uh-huh. And this is one that, it's one of those that we don't hear very often, and I asked him to send me one that he would like to hear me play. So here it is, guys. It's called It Hurts Me.
Thank you, John.
It hurts me to see him treat you the way that he does. It hurts me to see you sit and cry when I know I could be so true if I had someone like you. It hurts me to see those tears in your eyes.
so much, you're too blind to see, he's only playing a game, he's never loved you, he never will, and darling, don't you know, he'll never change. Just that kind of guy. But if you ever tell him you're through, I'll be waiting for you, waiting to hold you so tight, waiting to kiss you goodnight. Yes, darling, if I had someone like you.
Yeah, I like that song. That's nice. But, you know. Okay, that one's done. On to the next. You got, yeah. You know what it's time for?
Oh, yes. The Mystery Man.
Yes, yes. So let's go right on down the alphabet down here where this song is hiding. Hello. There we are. There we are. There we are.
You've got it.
Dun-dun-dun. Where do you come from? Isn't that the question you're all asking? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
From another world, or from some distant star, where do you come from? Are you what you say? Are you real? Are you standing there? Or is it just a dream? Tell me more about yourself. Do you feel the way I feel? Are you just a vision? Or are you really real? There is to know, and tell me that you stay.
Cool. It took him a few lines to get that echo out, but he did a good job. He did a good job. I like that.
Yes,
he
did.
So, yes. Okay, next up. It takes me a little bit to get over each song, you know, because you get to listening to the music and to the lyrics and you get involved in it, and it takes you a couple of minutes to switch gears. So, hey, you know what? If we got to switch gears, let's really switch gears. This is one John sent me for Shauna's party that I didn't get to play. And it is so different from what I normally play and from what John usually sends me that I'm going to play it. It's the Venga Boys on the Venga Bus from Six Flags. And it's called We Like to Party. Different. Wasn't that different?
Yes, that was great. Enjoyed that.
That was brilliant. Quite different. I have heard that probably 4 times. I'm still trying to make up my mind whether I like it or not.
What
but what the hey, you know, you play different stuff once in a while, just just because you need to play different stuff once in a while, you know?
That was great. Thank you. Enjoy that. There it is.
Yeah, you know, strange stuff sometimes, but it's all good. It's all good. It all comes out in the wash. And, yeah, it's good. It's all good. All right, now, wrap my head around the next one. What do we do now? Oh, I know. I know. Here's one. It's a home recording.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Okay. It's a home recording that John sent me last week. And it's, I know we've heard it before, but on this one, he sings bass. Elvis sings bass on this one. It's like we don't hear that very often. So here we go with Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the animals fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see? How many years must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain last before it's washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That's cool, huh? I like that. You don't very often hear him sing in that low register.
I've never heard that.
Really? Oh, my gosh, girl. Hey, you know what? Here's another one that you may or may not have heard, but you're going to hear it now. It's Elvis doing 500 miles. Well, with friends.
Hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
40 songs to go. That might be a slight exaggeration. There may only be 30, but you know, hey. Oh, I know. Let's do this one because I had never heard this one. Elton John did this one. Dun, 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 dun. Come here, come here, come here. There we are. Yeah, this is a tribute song to Lady Diane.
Oh, yeah.
And it's done on Candle in the Wind. So keep your Kleenexes handy. You know, and you just got to keep those Kleenexes handy. So here we go.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you help grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before. Your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost, those empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. Your footsteps will always fall here long England's greenest hills. The candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that played to set where lives were torn apart. Goodbye, England's rose. From a country lost without your soul, who missed the wings of your compassion more than you will ever know. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Another sad one. But,
yeah, lovely song.
You know, yeah, and whether some of the words are slightly changed to fit Lady Di, or whether he's singing about Norma Jean, who is Marilyn Monroe, it's still a sad song. I'm sorry, guys. It's a sad song. And it's, but like I said, once in a while we need to have our little sad niche fed so that we can remember how to be sad as well as to be happy. You can't know what one is like without having the other. That's just plain truth. So, we're finding our sad side today. Cheer up, John. Whoa. he will, though. He just loves these songs. He likes these songs, and he likes to hear them played because we don't hear them. We don't hear them anymore. And so we take care of that here. All right. I'm going to play Sue's request. When did you request this? I think you requested this last Thursday. No. You requested it for Saturday, but we were doing Shauna's birthday party, so I didn't play it. But here it is, and here we love it once again. Elvis doing Like a Baby.
Here we go.
Like a bright shiny toy to a baby. No. Baby, it was a fool what you took. and I fell, 'cause you look like a baby. Two lovers' ways, I was blind, 'cause I just had a mind like a baby.
When he does rhythm and blues, oh my goodness gosh, you just oh man, doesn't that just crawl in your bones and make you twitch? twitch. What movie was that from? The Twitch. What? Anyway, yeah, I have no idea why that jumped into my brain, just because it was there swimming around and wanted to grab it, I guess. Oh lordy, lordy, help me! Yes,
I don't know what movie that was in. Or was it in the movie?
Twitch. I know. It wasn't a movie. It was the Flintstones. There was a segment of the Flintstones that had the Twitch in it.
Hmm.
It was the Flintstones. Oh, honey, I used to watch Flintstones faithfully. I must have seen that thing 3 or 4 times. Yeah. Okay. Why? Lord only knows. What a thing to stick in your mind. Twitch. Oh, heaven help us, because that's the only thing that can. Okay. Let's see. Did I put this in here? Yeah, exactly. I have one that John sent me that is really kind of cool. It's by a group called Quorum. They are a barbershop quartet. And the song is If I Can Dream.
We live in a world where hearts are so misguided, thoughts are all one-sided and change is overdue now. We must invest their color or blue. They live life through. There must be light burning
to be flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dreams come true? Can't they come true? Be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and all the fear. If I can dream of a sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why? Tell me why. Can renew our souls and fly. Then we can fly. In my heart there's a trembling question. Still I am sure that the answer will come somehow. Out in the dark,
harmony, and you can hear oh my gosh, you can hear when they do a resonance and then when it resolves. That's resonance is when it buzzes, when the notes don't seem to quite fit and it kind of buzzes, and then it resolves so that that buzz disappears and it's clear. And I like that. I think that's cool. It's hard to do. It's really hard to do, but, oh, it sounds so awesome. Okay, there's my rant for that. Sometimes I feel sorry for you guys just sitting there listening to me go on and on and on. But, hey, you know, sometimes you learn stuff, and it's stuff sometimes that I just learned, and so I'm just kind of passing along. But that particular thing I have known since high school, because we kept having to do that in choir, and we kept avoiding doing that, so we would get it wrong. And so we had to have it explained to us why it was like that. And if you just get through it, it'll resolve, and then it won't hurt anymore. Because it really does kind of hurt. But anyway, Elvis will resolve it for us. No problem. I got stung.
Holy smoke, a land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by sweet honey bee. What a feeling come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. While I was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honey bees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. Got stung all over, but I feel no pain. I'm done. I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met. Cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, it's a little 102. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hive every day.
If they get stung? No. He can say, yeah, but it's actually no.
Yes.
But I love the way he says that. Isn't that just cool? I like that. Yes. It's time to get off the sad stuff and off the slow stuff and start actually moving. Rocking, having some fun. So, with that in mind, I got stung. And now we're going to do one he sent me from Nancy Sinatra. Good grief, my mind just went like a total cleaned blackboard. Anyway, and this is from way back yonder. And she's doing Sugar Town.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. Cause I'm in sugar town. I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or 10, I'd give it to your world and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar sugar down.
And we have to remember that her boots are made for walking.
Yes, they are.
And they're always white.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know how many pairs of white boots the store sold back when that song came out and she did it on TV? And
what?
She had those white... Oh, my gosh. It was like a rash of white boots broke out, you know, everywhere.
I remember having a pair of those.
I never did. I just wore my same high heels. I just wore my heels and didn't even worry about. I wasn't a shoe horse. I had maybe two pairs of shoes. That was it.
Mm.
And one was to keep for choir and girls chorus for concerts. The other one was I wore them every day for school. So, well, of course, I'm not counting my canvas shoes and my flip-flops, but that was the extent of my shoe wardrobe. Black heels and then brown heels that I wore at school every day and flip-flops of whatever color I happened to pick out. It didn't matter. Oh, and I'm not counting the barn boots either. The wellies, I'm not counting those. They only had one specific purpose, and that was so you could step in the cow pies and not have to worry about it. Not that we ever worried about it anyway. We used to line those puppies up in the pasture and go out there barefoot and play workup. So... which was not a smart idea because you ended up stepping on one of those big black and white bumblebees. That was not good. That was not good. I ended up on crutches with that one. But do you think it stopped us? No.
No.
Kids are dumb. You know, kids are really dumb. It took about 4 days for that swelling to go down, and we were out there playing workup again in the cow pies. So, without wearing wellies. Yeah, you know, with just barefoot. Oh, my gosh. But I swear, you know, those we called them barn boots. They came in real handy in the winter. You didn't go out there barefoot in the wintertime. So, you wore those. So, dang, I had an interesting childhood. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's get past the barn boots and the cow pies and the bee stings. Oh, my God. The things we talk about, girls. Oh, my goodness. Exactly. It's like weird but fun, so it's okay. Elvis.
You know,
he's
I got stung
see-
one time.
What?
And I was mowing my grass, and I kept hitting a tree. It was with a push mower. And I looked up, and a wasp came down, and I was trying to shoo it away, and it stung me on a boob. And I went to the emergency room because I couldn't breathe, and it swelled up for about a week. I looked like Dolly Parton for a whole week in one boob.
In one boob. Oh, my goodness, guys.
Yes.
Hey, you're supposed to be balanced. You should have invited me to come down and sting the other side so you'd match at least.
I know. I was kind of disappointed when it went down.
Yeah. Well, at least you knew what it would have looked like. Oh, my goodness, gosh. That's not the right way to find out, though, honey. I clue you. That's not the good way to find out. What if you had been allergic?
Well,
you know, that would not have been real, real cool.
Well, I was. I had to go to the ER. I couldn't breathe.
Well, see, don't do that. Stop hitting those trees with that lawnmower.
Well, I didn't realize, this was years ago, I didn't realize that there were any a wasp nest in that tree, and I kept trying to get close to it. And anyway, but I try to watch it now because I'm allergic to bees and wasps, and I do have a EpiPen kit here just in case that happens again.
Oh, yeah. Good.
If it
That's
doesn't
good.
Expire before I use it.
I'm sorry.
That's good. Yeah, you got it. Oh, my gosh. You just and bee stings are one of those things. Wasp, I don't know. I don't remember being ever stung by a wasp. It's bumblebees and honeybees, yes. The thing is, when you step on a bee, you feel this kind of poke, and almost like you stepped on a stick or something, and it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt at first because you don't know what it is. And your brain isn't saying you're supposed to hurt. It's a bee sting. You stepped on something. It's like, well, quit, you know, and you want to move your foot and get that out of it. And then when you look at it and you see this stupid bee's little hind end going pump, 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 putting more poison in your foot, then it starts to hurt.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, wait a minute. Why does it hurt? Just because I know what it is when it didn't hurt before I knew what it was. The power of the mind is stupid. So
my mother came up with a formula. My mother came up with a formula with McCormick's meat tenderizer. And you make a little water paste out of it.
Yeah.
And that will pull it out. And she did that for me a couple of times when I was living with her after I was in real estate school, I believe. And I kept getting stung out there because she had tons of flowers, and it just drew them, you know, drew the attention to them.
She
mixed up this paste, and I never did have to go to the ER anymore, and it didn't swell up. It actually drew it out.
It draws out the toxin. And the thing is, you learn real fast. When you look at a bee sting and you see that little hind end stuck in there and going pump, 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 don't grab it and pull it out because you're just squeezing the rest of the toxin into your skin. What you do is you take almost any flat thing, a flat rock or a credit card or anything like that, and just kind of go sideways on it and pull it out. And then pour the meat tenderizer or the baking soda. Baking soda works too. And that kills the pain and draws out some of the toxin.
Oh.
And an ice cube.
Well, that's
I learned that little trick. An ice cube freezes it so it doesn't hurt anymore.
Mm.
So there's all of these nice little home remedies that Grandma taught me. It's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to play Elvis singing a song that got banned. They had to change this word.
Really?
They could play it. Yes. The original title and the song I'm going to play is One Night of Sin.
One Night of
awesome.
That was a pretty
awesome.
Song.
Yes, the revised version so that they could actually release it was One Night With You.
Yeah.
There
right.
you go. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to equate the two, but You know what? Before we run out of time, I'm going to play one more song by our anonymous guy.
Okay.
How the Web Was Woven.
How the web
might be getting a little bit tired of the anonymous, but
yeah.
It just takes him time to feel safe and comfortable. And it was 7 months before I knew his real name when I first met him. We talked about everything under the sun. We just became friends during that time, but it took 7 months. So,
how long ago was that, Jenny? How long ago
5 years.
That been?
5 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's it's a process. And it's just something we need to respect. That's all. We just need to respect.
Patience is a virtue.
Exactly. Exactly. Once he feels comfortable, he'll let us know that it's okay to know who he is. Or if he decides to go back to performing, he'll be able to let us know who he is. I'm still working on maybe posting a video on the group, my group, TLC, and that's going to take a while for him to feel comfortable with that. But we're gonna see if we can, if we're gonna get him to do that. And you guys will be very surprised because you don't know who it is. You think you might know, but you don't know who it is.
No,
so he has been to Graceland. What, three years in a row? 4 years in a row, something like that, but never actually took place or took part in the big competition because
okay.
he just didn't, he didn't believe in it. He didn't believe in it.
He didn't have
so,
to.
But he did shows. He did do shows while he was there and stuff. So some people know who he is. People that saw him there, of course, will remember who he is. So you may have seen him and not realized it.
Yeah,
we'll find out. At some point, we're going to find out. At some point, we'll find out. You know, so we just have to be patient until then and not push it.
No.
Because we want him to be comfortable and feel safe.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, we can listen to him. Hey, that's a big step, guys. That's a big step because I've been working on him since I started doing the show to get him to let me play him singing songs on it. So we're getting there. It's just going to take some time. It's going to take some time. Yeah,
has he ever had a Facebook page?
Not with his stage name, no.
Okay.
See, I have to be very careful how I answer these because he has asked me.
I can understand. I'm sorry I asked the question.
No, don't be sorry you asked the question. Just be satisfied with the kind of clouded answer because that's all you're getting. Until I get more permission, that's all we're getting. And it's a trust question, you know. I want my friends to be able to trust me and to know that they don't have to worry if they ask me to keep something quiet. So that's what I'm doing pretty much. That's what I'm doing is honoring a request. So, okay. It is time for me to say thank you so very much for joining me today. I hope you had fun because there was some really kind of different music that we played today. And I think it's good to play that different stuff sometimes because it broadens your horizons. And it I'm answering it. Oh, you guys are so funny. You try so hard. You're so funny. But no, it's still wrong. It's still wrong. So, you know.
Yeah, we're broadening our horizons, all right.
Yes, you are. You are. And you, hey, you know, keep going. Give it your best shot. You won't find out from me until he's ready for me to tell you, but keep trying. Go on and try. You know, it's there are others I have promised to keep quiet on some things, and I'm doing my best to do that. So, you know, hey, guys, I still want to say thank you for joining me. Thank you for going through the sadness for the songs because some of these songs really created a very sad atmosphere. And then we got some happy songs and we did good stuff and yeah, we had fun. We had fun. We just had fun. So join Shauna tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. If I'm remembering correctly, is she doing another quiz show tomorrow night?
No,
or what is going
sure
on tomorrow night? What is going on tomorrow night? John, what's going on tomorrow night with Shauna's show? Hello.
The quiz is next Wednesday, I believe.
I think
yeah,
you're right. I think the quiz is on Wednesday.
The quiz
yeah.
is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading through the chat room to see if John answers me as to what the subject is. I know I've heard what it is. I just can't pull it out of my puny little brain right now. But anyway, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. And you really don't want to miss it. You don't, because I remember when I heard what it was, I thought, oh, I got to be there for that. I got to be there for that. So, okay. Stories behind the songs. Stories behind the songs. Yes, it's and it's Carolyn and Clyde's idea to do the stories behind the songs. So that's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. So you want to be there for that. So don't miss that. And then Saturday, we've got some more fun. Haven't decided whether we're going to do a theme show or just a general whatever runs into, but what do you guys think about a 50s music show?
Oh, yes. That sounds great.
Would that be fun? All right. It's about time. It's been quite a long time since we've had a 50s music show, so maybe we'll do that Saturday. And then Sunday, of course, is the gospel show, and we play all kinds of gospel. And I flap my jaw, and it turns out pretty good most of the time. When I don't end up crying over something, I find out that I don't really want to know. But it happens. That's life. So, hey, guys, come back on in. You want to hear these shows. You really want to. So to sing us out and to say I will see you later, I'm going to be with Shauna tomorrow night. Come be with me on Saturday, and we're just going to have a big bunch of fun. This is Elvis doing I'll Remember You. So good night, everybody.
Good night, Jenny. Thank you.
Have a great evening or night.
I'll remember you long after this endless summer is gone. I'll be lonely, oh so lonely, living only to remember you. I'll remember too your voice is soft as a warm summer breeze, your sweet laughter mornings after, ever after, I'll remember you. To your arms someday I'll return to stay. Till then I will remember too every bright star we made wishes. Love me always, promise always, ooh.
remember you.